Hey guys, it's Kathy Kanamurio, the Crafty Chica, here with a new episode of Crafty Chica's Tips for Creativepreneurs. Now, this episode is really, really important. It's all about money. I recently did a campaign with Mass Mutual for a program that they have called Future Smart. Now, this is not a sponsored podcast. I was just so blown away by everything I learned on this campaign that I thought it would make a really good podcast. And I have an interview with actor, speaker, financial guru, Hill Harper, and I thought it would be great to share it with you guys. So the Future Smart program from Mass Mutual is all about training and inspiring, motivating kids to have their parents open a savings account for them so they can start smart money habits at a young age. So this is the second year that I participated in this program. Future Smart, they had the program in Phoenix along with the Phoenix Suns, and they had 2,000 kids from all over Arizona come to this program, and Hill Harper educated them all about dumb money choices and smart money choices. So you can go to my blog post at craftychica.com. I have all the info there. But what I really loved was that my conversation was with him wasn't about kids. It was about when your kids are grown up. Is it ever too late to accumulate wealth and start good money habits? So I'm going to go ahead and play this interview. And again, this is actor and financial guru, Hill Harper. Here we go.
So I've worked so hard. I'm Kathy from Crafty Chica, creative lifestyle. I've worked hard to raise my kids to be financially smart. They're 25 and 27. What about me and those of us who are in our early 50s? Is it possible? What can we do to build wealth, or is it too late?
It's never too late, but here's the deal. A lot of people in this situation, I call them the sandwich generation. They feel a little caught. They have younger kids that are trying to build a life, you know, and they're figuring it out, whether they're in high school or middle school or in their 20s. And they may have older parents that are still alive, obviously, that they feel somewhat responsible for them as well.
Yes.
And so you're caught. You have to take care of yourself first, because at the end of the day, you don't want to be a burden to your children. And you can't help anybody unless you help yourself first. So at this point, my thing is pay yourself first. Really max out every type of retirement type of opportunity you have.
Why do I feel like crying though?
You have to. You have to take care of yourself first. And then after you've maxed out all the retirement opportunities, and I would suggest even do, you know, a percentage to some non-retirement type investment accounts. For instance, just give you an example. And this is money you have to know that you don't want to touch for at least 10 years.
Okay.
Let me say that. I would put it like a Vanguard 500 account, which is a very low cost mutual fund, invest in the top 500 stocks.
Okay.
You've got to put it different.
Okay.
So until you've maxed out retirement, until you put some money in a Vanguard 500, you don't take care of anybody else.
So those of us who maybe left a job and have $30,000 from their 401k, do something with it.
Don't touch it.
Don't touch it. Yes.
Leave it in there.
Oh, leave it in there.
We've got to leave that money in there.
Okay.
But it's got to be invested. I don't know how you've invested that 30, but it's got to be invested in a way that it starts to start to do that compound interest. Because here's the deal. You know, we're all living longer. So 50 years old is just you're less
it's
than
the youth of old age.
You're less than halfway.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
You're less than. So you got plenty of time for the time value money to work in your favor. Okay. And the best thing you can do for your kids is to say, I'm going to empower your future by putting small amounts away in an account for them that will grow, that they don't even know exists, or you can let them know it exists, but they don't have access to it.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the time value money is going to work for them. They're probably going to live another 100 years.
Yeah.
And if you just invest for them, that will pay off for them in the future. They'll get a check at some point where they'll say, oh my God, I can't believe my mom took care of me. But you got to take care of yourself first.
Sounds good.
First.
So much.
Okay.
Thank you. That was awesome.
Wasn't that great? I just got so empowered by that. I really needed to hear that, because I mean, it's true. You know, we are always worried about taking care of our kids, taking care of our parents. Well, we have to take care of ourselves first. And that means setting aside at least 5% of everything you bring in and put it in some type of an investment account. And especially for those of us who are entrepreneurs, even if it's a craft business or a side business, we're still business people and we have to act like business people and pay ourselves first. Take some of that money, you know, empower yourself to go, you know, sit down with a financial expert and get the details of how you can get started on this. One thing I am so glad that I did when I worked at the paper and when I worked for this other spokesperson job, I took full advantage of the 401k program and I put in the full amount that they would allow me to put in. And what happened was when I left, I have that money. And so it's been sitting very safe right now. I need to move it into something to start making more money, but that is plan B. So I'll get to that next. But what I did want to share with you when it comes to your kids, oh my gosh, the sooner you could start getting them on a savings program, the better, because this is what, let me go through this slide that I'm looking at. Okay. Check this out. This is what blew me away about what he taught all of these kids and taught us. So if you can start at age 24, paying yourself 5%, you can start 1 year, $2,700 that you can save in a year by giving yourself 5% of everything that comes in. By the time that you are 53 years old, you'll have $581,000. By the time you're 63 years old, you'll be a millionaire. You'll have $1,624,000. Isn't that crazy to think about? And by the time you're 73, you'll have over $4 million. Think about our parents. I mean, my parents, they're in their early 70s. Well, my dad passed away, but my mom's in her early 70s. I can't imagine if she had $4 million. I mean, I would love to see that. And for those of us who are, you know, maybe we didn't start at 24, it's never too late to start saving and investing your money. But for those of you who have kids who are younger, I am all over this with my kids. I'm going to get them making sure that they start saving their money immediately and just put it away and don't touch it. It's so easy to get sidetracked with, oh, I need to fix the car, or I need to do this or that. I find if you just have it automatically taken out of your paycheck and put into a savings or into a 401k, you don't even know it's missing. So on that note, I am going to wrap up this podcast. It's a little short this week, but thank you so much for listening. I hope these were really, really helpful tips for you. And I'm going to work up some new topics for some upcoming podcasts, get back on a weekly schedule. And in the meantime, I hope you guys all have a super great day today. Don't forget to check out craftychica.com for more information. And you can find me online at Crafty Chica as well. Thanks, guys. Bye.